We start today with a look at an international story concerning the U.S. and Russia. Late last week, an American federal grand jury formally charged 13 Russian citizens and three Russian companies with allegedly interfering with the 2016 U.S. presidential election. The Russians are accused of conspiracy to defraud the United States. Other charges for some of the defendants included conspiracy to commit bank fraud and identity theft. Here's how this allegedly happened. The U.S. Justice Department says as early as 2014, a Russian organization named the Internet Research Agency started trying to interfere with the U.S. political system and the 2016 elections. The Russians are accused of posing as Americans, creating false American identities, operating social media pages to attract American audiences, and posting critical information about American presidential candidates. The U.S. government says employees for the Internet Research Agency were told to, quote, use any opportunity to criticize Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton and the rest, except for Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders and Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump. The U.S. government says that no Americans knowingly participated in the illegal activity. And President Donald Trump says the Russian campaign started before he announced his presidential candidacy and that the results of the election were not impacted. Other American politicians, including some Republicans and Democrats in Congress, said it's clear Russia interfered with the election and that future U.S. elections would have to be better protected. Russia's foreign ministry described the charges as, quote, absurd. It's also said that not a single fact has come out of the U.S. investigation into alleged Russian interference. But that investigation continues.
These 37 pages allege Russians went a very long way in their attempt to interfere with U.S. democracy. According to the federal indictment, Russians operating out of this St. Petersburg troll farm launched a misinformation campaign to wreak havoc on America's political system.
The Russian conspirators want to promote discord in the United States and undermine public confidence in democracy. We must not allow them to succeed.
Examples of the alleged misinformation campaign include allegations of voter fraud by the Democratic Party and the purchase of advertisements to further promote the allegations on Facebook. The pages were even designed to look like they were run by real Americans and focused on issues in American life, race relations, immigration, and of course, then-candidates Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Facebook estimates close to 126 million Americans may have been exposed to this and other propaganda. Federal investigators say the group behind it is the Internet Research Agency linked to the Kremlin. Russia has denied any involvement in the U.S. elections. At a security conference Saturday, Russia's foreign minister again dismissed those claims.
I have no response. Until we see the facts, everything else is just blather.
Then there are the rallies. The very month of the election, both pro- and anti-Trump demonstrations were held in New York. U.S. prosecutors say both events were organized by this same troll group half a world away in St. Petersburg. Russians traveled to the U.S. on a fact-finding mission in 2014, say prosecutors. It would be the foundation of a massive operation brought to light in recent months and described in detail in these 37 pages. Polo Sandoval, CNN, New York.